just wondering, what other teams were you talking to, and what made you decide on the Raiders?
Well, I was talking to Seattle, Giants, Philly, and a couple other teams, but I feel like they had lesser interest. But as far as the Raiders, you know, I feel like I'm a great fit for what they're trying to do. They showed me a lot of, you know, just love for what I've been doing for the past 4 years and appreciation. And I really, you know, that's one of the things that really drew me to the Raiders was the fact that, you know, they realized that I was a seventh-round pick, and, you know, it hadn't been easy picking since I've gotten into the league. So it's one of those things that, you know, I've been able to build on each year I've been here and been successful.
So you just thought about what they're trying to do. What is your sense of what they're trying to do on defense right now?
Well, honestly, you know, I watched a good bit of film with the guys, and it's pretty similar to what I've done in the past. For the most part, they like my versatility. They like the fact that I can play the nose, the three technique, or the defensive end. So honestly, anything that, you know, they throw at us, I think we'll be fine and ready for it, and I'll be fine and ready for it.
You played, as you said, you have a lot of versatility. You've played a few different positions on the D-line. Which is the most comfortable with?
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same. You know, you line up and you run that guy over that's in front of you. You try your best to get that done. And, I mean, with that being said, I've been playing defensive tackle all my life, so, you know, I'm just more familiar with the speed of the game down inside as opposed to outside. Things happen a lot slower. You know, you have to use your eyes better. But nonetheless, you know, it's all the same. It's about being physical and speed as well.
That's Jerry McDonald from the Oakland Tribune. Was staying in Atlanta an option, or had you pretty much determined you were going to move on?
Yes, it was an option, but at the end of the day, it was a better option to see, you know, which team could I grow with, which team would I be able to reach my ceiling with, and at the end of the day, I felt like Oakland was that place. Just, you know, a great bunch of guys. It's coaching, you know, Coach T and Coach TJ, you know, and I love the Falcons, don't get me wrong, you know, and they did a great job helping me develop, but as far as moving on in my career, I think Oakland was the better fit. So, yes, Atlanta did want me to stay, but, you know, just complications from little things kind of prevented that as well. But just the biggest room to grow, I felt like, was Oakland out of all the teams that I could look at.
How many snaps were you getting in the rotation basis? How many snaps per game were you getting for Atlanta? And do you think your snaps per game will really increase here, or do you want it to?
I definitely want it to increase. You know, without a doubt, I do. I would believe per game is hard to say because depending on what the game plan was in Atlanta, I know for sure that I played 51% of the snaps in Atlanta. So, you know, just a little bit over half. And, you know, obviously I would love to play more, and I've got a lot to prove as far as rushing the pass, which is something I know I can do, and that's something that I'm willing to bring, and I will bring to the table with the Raiders.
You know, the Raiders have made it so abundantly clear that the guys they're looking for on this team are guys that are sort of maybe under the radar a little bit, that aren't going to bring a lot of drama, that just like to, that not only like to play football, but really like to study it and are into every bit of it. Does that sum you up?
Yes, sir. You know, I've come from Georgia Tech, a place where, you know, there wasn't any football. We'd be studying long and hard anyways, you know, and I brought that to the Falcons, and I'll definitely bring that to Oakland. It's just always something that I've done, just being a student of the game and just learning everything about your opponent or whatever the case is, getting that one up before you even hit the field.
Being a seventh-round pick, as you were, I mean, did you feel like coming in that you had something, you really had something to prove? Did you feel like you were going to take it game by game, or you belong?
Could you say it again? I couldn't hear you.
I said, when you came out of Georgia Tech, you had a seventh-round pick. Did you come into the league saying, I belong in the NFL, I'm going to make a long career out of this, or were you just kind of taking it game by game?
No, I definitely felt like I belonged in the NFL, and that would be regardless of the round I was picked in, whether it was the seventh or the first, you know, that's just me as a person. I always feel like I have to prove something, regardless of everybody for me and everybody against me. And just being a seventh-round pick, you know, it put more pressure on me to produce in the position I was in just because, you know, I didn't have that time that a higher draft pick would have as far as errors were concerned. So, you know, if I made mistakes, I'll be out of there. So that definitely pushed me to realize my potential a lot faster. But as of now, you know, I realize that, you know, it's about me as a player, and I know what I'm capable of, and I always strive to be the best. So that's definitely what I'm trying to get out of life and playing football.
Coach Allen has said that, you know, in terms of scheme, he kind of deflects the question and says, look, let's see what players we got first, and then we'll build the scheme to fit the players we got. If they were to say, you know, Vance, we're going 3-4, and we think you're our nose, you okay with that?
I'm perfectly fine with it. I would love it. You know, as long as I get to play football, you won't hear one complaint out of me.
Hey, Vance, when you played against the Raiders last year, what were your impressions of their scheme and their talent, just their overall, what they brought on the field?
Well, I always watch the defense. You know, whenever we're playing a game, I always watch the other team's defense, so I didn't pay too much attention to the offense. Obviously, I was playing against their offense. But for the most part, you know, they had speed and tenacity. They were getting at their quarterback, Matt Ryan, a good bit, hitting, putting hits on them and, you know, forcing mistakes and bad decisions. And, you know, I think that's what they're about, that attitude and, you know, the fact that they're going to hit you and hit you hard. And, you know, it's all mental with them, and that's what I took away from it. They did a really great job of setting that tone during that game. You know, we came out, and, you know, obviously we had our game plan, but you could tell they were trying to impose their will on us, and they did a really great job speaking, you know, in the past when I was with the Falcons. Obviously, I'm with Oakland, so, you know, I think the Raiders did a really great job as far as, you know, and that's their attitude, just to beat up on that other guy until they submit.
Since you signed with the Raiders, the feeling that the reaction that I've seen from both the Falcons fans and the Raiders fans, the Falcons fans seem to be pretty disappointed to have lost you, and the Raiders fans, as you said, it's shown you a lot of love. I mean, did you expect any of that reaction?
Honestly, I didn't. You know, I was kind of stressed, not too much, but just, you know, obviously I've been here in Atlanta for 8 years with Georgia Tech before and with the Falcons before, so I've built a lot of relationships. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, the fan base here in Atlanta is great as well. Not to say that I expected them to be negative towards me, but, you know, they've shown me a good bit of love. But the Raiders definitely welcomed me to the team with open arms, and I do appreciate that. As far as the Falcons, I mean, I guess, you know, a lot of the fans realize my potential. You know, I get around town a good bit. You know, why they let you leave and all that stuff. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. So I'm not down on it at all. You know, not one bit. I'm very excited for my opportunity. And I mean, that's about it for the most part.
Where does this name Swagger Vance come from?
You know, it's funny you ask that. It actually came from Philip Wheeler. Philip Wheeler actually gave me that Twitter handle, and it's in relation to the movie with Will Smith. Not that I've seen the movie, sadly enough, but The Legend of Bagger Vance. So, you know, just switch it up and put The Legend of Swagger Vance. So that's how it started. That's what Philip gave me as my Twitter handle. I was like, you know what, Philip? Good idea.
You went to Georgia Tech with him?
Yes, sir. I've played with them for 2 years.